Welcome, First Baptist family and friends, to our Wednesday night prayer service for June 2nd. Participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Orpheus Tucker.
Good evening, church. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your great love and blessing over our lives. Thank you that your favor has no end, but it lasts for our entire lifetime. Forgive us for sometimes forgetting that you are intimately acquainted with all of our ways, that you know what concerns us, and you cover us with a shield. We ask that you walk in your blessings and goodness today, that your face will shine on us, that you would open the right doors for our lives and for our loved ones, and that you will close the wrong doors and protect us from those we need to walk away from. Establish the work of our hands and bring to fulfillment all you have given us to do in these days. We pray that you will make our way purposeful and our footsteps firm out of your goodness and love. Give us a heart of wisdom to hear your voice and make us strong by your huge favor and grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
We will now have our scripture reading by Deaconess Barbara Dryden Stenard.
Good evening, First Baptist Church members and friends. Tonight I'll be reading Philippians chapter 4, starting at the 4th verse through the 8th. And it reads, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. God's words are blessed. Amen."
We will now have a prayer by Associate Deacon Daryl Harris.
Good evening, First Baptist family and friends. And all the members, I just want to start off by saying thank you for the prayers y'all gave for me and my family, my aunt and my cousin down in North Carolina. The prayer actually worked because my cousin didn't think prayer worked. He said, "Why should I pray?" Then he said, "Don't tell them church people about my business." I said, "Well, those same church people is going to pray for you, bro." "Well, I don't need prayer, whatever." But prayer works, and I want to let you know why prayer works. Because we all pray for him. My First Baptist family prayed for him. Now he's getting the help he needs. And not only that, he joined the church last Sunday as to be baptized when he didn't go to church before. And God, the prayer that I pray to God is to try to put love in his heart and his life and everything. So I just want to pray this prayer and, you know, say that, God, I just want to thank you for hearing my prayer. Thank you for blessing my cousin with the opportunities and the things that he needed in life. And let him see that prayer does work. Just because prayer is just like work. It's not like a slot machine. You put your money in and you pull the thing and your prayer come out at the bottom of the thing. Prayer is just like work. You have to work at it. You have to have faith in God that it's going to work. That when you pray for things, and don't pray for just silly things, that, you know, personal things or whatever. But prayer did work. It saved my cousin's life. He was thinking about taking his life, God. So I just thank God that you didn't allow that to happen. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to take it to the Lord in prayer. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Cecil Dryden.
God bless everyone. Thank you. Let's look to the hills where our help comes from. The help comes from the Lord. Because without him, we're nothing. With him, we can do all things through God who strengthens us. Oh, Heavenly Father, come to you once more with open arms. Just saying, the Lord is our shepherd, and he shall not want. He maketh us lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us and guide us and wants us to continue to praise him and give him all the honor and the glory. I always have to acknowledge the shepherd of this church. You know, he's been here for years and has done so much for so many people, so I have to acknowledge that Dr. Frank D. Tucker, who has done so much for married people, healed people through prayer and intercede for others, and I just want to say thank you, Lord, for him and his family. Father, I just want to come to you, Father, and just say for all the family members and church members and friends and officers and everybody who's on this line, God is able, and he knows what we need and what we stand for, and what he stands for, and won't go for anything but that. As every day comes through and every day gets better, we can just feel his presence, you know, because we're here only by the grace of God, only because he gives us an opportunity for another chance to serve him. So we can have a testimony like an associate deacon Harris did for about his cousin. That's a good feeling knowing that we have someone up above who's higher than us, stronger than us, and we trust and believe and have faith in him. And knowing if we give it to the Lord, he will come through. I want to say thank you, Lord, for everything you've done, continue to do, and going to do. Because I know I have faith and trust knowing this, when you touch the hem of your garment, I know healing process has already begun. When you ask for favor, he gives it to you. If you don't ask, you won't receive, but you got to ask. You got to tell him what you need and what you want. I just love the Lord. Thank you for my family. Thank you for even my wife is about to do the inspirational. That's a blessing, you know. It's a blessing to be able to even be on the line and just tell you, Lord, how much I love you, how much we all love you, because you wouldn't be on the line if you didn't. So I want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thanks for loving us in spite of us so many times. We ain't always been good. But I'm going to tell you something. When you pray to him and say, ask for forgiveness, he'll give it to you. Because he loves us that much. When he died on the cross for us, and on 3 days he got up with all power in his hand. When he took those 39 stripes for us, he did it for us because he loves us that much. So, Father, I just want to say thank you again and again. And I know one thing, without your way, nothing. But we do all things for you who strengthen us. In Jesus' powerful and mighty hand, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
We will now have a musical selection, followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Evangelist Cassandra Santos Dryden, member of the Women's Choir.
Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done.
Have done.
Look at them and tell them, yes,
yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful man.
Good evening, my First Baptist family. I love you. I give honor and glory to God, Jehovah, who is the joy and center of my life. Please bow your heads with me. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to just be used by you. I ask you to have your way, Father God. Allow the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I love you in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord placed on my spirit the message for tonight. The title is Grateful and Thankful. Let me say that one more time. Grateful and thankful. The noun gratitude comes ultimately from the Latin adjective gratus, meaning pleasing or thankful. The word came into the English language in the 16th century. Remember that being grateful is about appreciating what one has, as opposed to what one wants. Being thankful or thanking someone often implies you are acknowledging your thanks for something that someone has given to you. Grateful and thankful are synonyms. A synonym is a word that has a similar meaning to another word. Oh, what a blessing God has placed on my life and the life of my family. We are so grateful and thankful for how God continues to use us to bless others. On March the 4th, 2016, God wrote the vision and made it plain to me in a dream to create Scripture Whisper Ministries, a new ministry, a mobile ministry. When God first gave me the vision of the mobile ministry, I was scared and thought, no one's going to participate. Philippians 4 and 6 of the New Living Translation states, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and mind as you live in Christ Jesus. The Lord placed the scripture on my heart that our mobile ministry would stand on. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and 18 from the King James Version states, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Scripture Whisper Ministries has been a mobile ministry for over 5 years. Our intercessory prayer conference call ministry has logged over 30,000 minutes, over 1,800 days, had over 1,500 prayer warriors who participated in our weekly intercessory prayer service. We are grateful to God for those who started with us in the intercessory prayer ministry and to those who took the intercessory prayer mobile ministry idea back to their churches. These churches now have a mobile intercessory prayer ministry. We raised over $6,000 to help at-risk families and the Capital Area Food Bank by supplying food donations Thanksgiving baskets, and assisted local missions to support our neighbors who needed a helping hand. How grateful we are that God continues to use us in this way. We are so thankful that God also used Scripture Whisper Ministries to educate individuals and families about health and nutrition. Not only did God use us to conduct real talk about real struggles with health issues, but he also provided us the opportunities to work with English and Spanish-speaking families to give them hope and faith that they could overcome many diseases, such as diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, and obesity. How grateful and thankful we are for the opportunity to come before our First Baptist Church family to provide an inspirational message of hope. God loves each of us unconditionally. He does not expect us to live this life alone. God sent Jesus Christ to die in our place, to pay the penalty for our sins, and the Holy Spirit to dwell in us, guide us, convict us, and transform us to walk in the hope of our calling. One thing that I can say about the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic is that being shut down and constrained to our homes removed from us everything that distracted us from God as the center of our lives and gave us no choice but to place him back in the center of our lives. God should always be first in our life. Our world is now changing. Some people have given their life over to Jesus, and some are still resisting, giving their full attention to God. Remember, Jesus Christ is coming back, and he is giving everyone an opportunity to accept him as their Savior so that no one will be left behind. 1 John 3 and 2, New Living Translation states, "Dear friends, we are already God's children, but he has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is." Acts 1, verse 8, New Living Translation states, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, and in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." The Lord Jesus Christ ascended into heaven after giving his faithful disciples this command to do the work of the Father. Are you not grateful and thankful that we see in John 3:16, New Living Translation states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life." Let us remember to be grateful and thankful for all that he has done. Thank you, First Baptist family. Thank you, Pastor Franklin Tucker. Thank you to the Wednesday Night Prayer Committee and Chairperson for the opportunity to come before you. Amen.
The line will now be unmuted for approximately 20 seconds for acknowledgement of our speaker for this evening.
Thank you.
We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Tucker.
We certainly thank God for another opportunity to be in prayer and for this blessed experience that is ours to share together and to praise God. We certainly thank God for the inspirational message that came from Evangelist Dryden. God is a wonderful God who does guide us, watch over us, and inspires us to do His work and His will. And so we are grateful to everybody and for everybody that participated in the prayer experience this evening. Thank you so very, very much. And then we want to thank all of you who thought it not robbery to come and to be on this prayer line here today. God is in the blessing business. He hears and answers prayer, and we thank Him for all that He does in our lives. Let me remind you now to come to our Sunday service this coming Sunday. It is communion experience, and Reverend Miller will be our preacher. And we invite all of you to come and come prepared to take communion, to have your piece of cracker or bread, as well as the fruit of the vine available that we may, at the appropriate time on Sunday, commune together. Let me remind the persons who are graduating this year to please let us know, contact the clerk or the youth director and coordinator and make sure that we know that that you are graduating and that we might be able to pay tribute to you on the fourth Sunday in this month. We encourage you to do that. That will be a Zoom setting on the fourth Sunday, and we encourage you to be ready for that experience and information, and we'll be going out to you for that. Between now and that time, we will be utilizing the traditional free conference call platform that we might be able to hear and worship together. We want to also share with you that Sister Talia Ford James will be funeralized from the St. Joseph Catholic Church, 2020 St. Joseph Drive in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, on Wednesday, June 9th. The wake is at 10 a.m. and the service at 11 a.m. And then Sister Dorothy Williamson Chappell will be funeralized from the McGuire Funeral Home on Georgia Avenue. That's a private service, but it will be live streamed, and you can look at it from live streaming. That will be on tomorrow, Thursday, June the 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and we suggest that you would bless Brother Chappelle's heart during this time. We are now going to ask that the lines would be open up for 20 seconds, that you might have an opportunity to make a prayer request. Our prayer request. 20 seconds now. God, our Father, we come before you just now, knowing that you know the very depth of our hearts and every cry and every plea. We ask now, God, that you would bless the names of those families and individuals who've been lifted up. You know all about them, God. And we know that you know what they need. And so, God, we just come before you on one accord, asking your deliverance, asking your keeping grace, asking your keeping power. Bless each one of us, God, because we come knowing that we can't manage the circumstances, the conditions in our lives. Trouble and trial is all around us. Tears and frustrations with family, with neighbors, with community. And, oh God, even on our jobs, we find discord. And so, God, we ask that those persons standing in those circumstances would be blessed by your grace and your mercy. We pray your keeping strength and power upon each one of us. And then, God, we want to say thank you. We are grateful to you, God, because we know that we are here only by your grace and your mercy. It is you that has made it possible for us to be able to stand, to be able to walk, to be able to move and to live and to have a spirit that is wrapped up in your security and keeping grace. And so, God, we are grateful. Grateful for food and for clothing. Grateful for a place to lay our heads. Grateful for people who embrace us and declare their love for us. And grateful for people to whom we can love. We are grateful for all that you have provided for us and made possible for us. We come before you, God, because you are so good. We pray now, God, for the nation. Oh, and its condition. This is a troubling time, a troubling world. And we know, God, that the only way that it can get itself straight is that you bless us with wisdom and bless us with understanding and courage. Give us the strength that we might be able to do what you want us to do to make it a better place and even a better world. Oh, God, keep us as only you can do. We pray for leaders everywhere, God. We pray, oh God, that you would provide them with what they need, the wisdom, the understanding, the insight, the patience, the commitment, all that they need that they might be able to provide the kind of direction and spiritual insight and support that's needed for this time. And then, God, we want to ask your blessings upon those who are in pain, those who are suffering, those whose hearts are broken by the circumstances of life, by the difficulties that they have run into, by the doubt and by the disappointment and the separation that they have had from their friends and their families and their loved ones. Oh, God, will you bless them tonight? Assure them that they are never alone, but you are with them every step of the way. Bless the sick and the shut-in, O God, and those who are struggling in body and mind, O God. Have mercy upon them. Keep them and sustain them. And then, God, we thank you for Jesus, who has given us an example of how we are to walk with you and in you, and how we can be empowered in the midst of our difficulty, in the midst of our estrangement and separation, in the midst of the sin and trouble that comes our way, that we can yet survive and overcome because he has blessed us to overcome. And so, God, we ask your sustaining love and power in our lives. Keep us as only you can do. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. And our soul says, amen. And now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. Amen, amen, and amen.